You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio, the people's choice for quality art, interviews, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius Houdini, Black Reynolds, and otherwise known as Vini Mussolini in the multi-universe. Call in to join the mix at 602-753-1654 or hop in via Skype. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. We welcome all to submit material, topics, and ideas. Email us at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh yeah, one time for my people that are indigos, and two times for my people who are vegans. We are up, Houdini Hooligans, to 14,000 listeners, 865,000 downloads, and growing worldwide just this year alone, and we've been at it for 3 solid years. I appreciate all of you who have been rocking with me on this journey, and we are still growing, baby. We started out with just one listener. Shout out to Angelica. But today, we have over 14,000 souls that tune into my show, either afterwards or live with it. And we are growing and growing and growing, and it is definitely because of you guys. We are the people who have dedicated their lives to music, art, research, and every aspect. And we want to allow you the opportunity to tell your story. Man, we've had celebrities on our show, from Grammy Award-winning artists to actors to authors, from professors. It doesn't really matter who you are or what walk of life that you come from. Come on my show and talk to me. So to book an interview or just to share a story, email me at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. I am passionate about what I do, just as passionate about what you do. And together we can get your voice heard by the people that should hear it. So let's create something incredible. And with that, hello and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Vigilantes Radio. Thank you as always for tuning in and being a part of our audience family. We're live. This show is always live, nothing taped. There's no edits, no redos. But anyway, if you like information on how to call in, ask questions, or speak to our guests, you can always dial this number, 602-753-1654, or hop in the mix directly from my website, which is onlyonemediagroup.com, or for the best connection, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup.com. And they're all linked together, so it really doesn't matter where you go to listen. And as you know, all the episodes are available for free download as the show ends via my website. And that goes for every single show that I've ever done. Tonight's episode is an exclusive interview with the app developer of ScreamXO. And I'm your host, Dini Mussolini. All right. So today was very interesting. So I was just doing my due diligence with the show and everything, prepping for another show that's later on in the week. And I got hit up by a radio station out of Washington, D.C. So they have been tuning into the show and whatnot, and they sent me emailed and asked me what I'm interested in maybe bringing a segment over to their network. That's like super cool, right? So, man, that was super cool, man. I told you this was going to happen. If we kept at it, we kept doing our thing, man, this was going to happen. So right now we are talking about, you know, the money part and all the details, you know. It's good to spread your wings, but, you know, if your heart is set somewhere else, never settle, okay? Never settle. But I tell you, man, if the situation is what I expect it to be, then, yeah, we can do it. So I won't reveal too much. I don't want to jinx it. You know how it goes. You can't really talk about the deal until the deal goes through, right? But just let you guys know that we did get an offer today. And I say we because you guys are a part of what I do. You're the reason why I do it. For the record, I am an introvert and I am antisocial and I hate talking. But you guys brought it out of me. And this is what I do. So thank you for that. All right, let's go on to the announcements. As you know, I've been on the road back and forth here and there. November the 6th, next week, or this week, I'll be in Amherst, New York at Blackthorn 51, doing my 1-2. And then November the 18th through the 20th, I'll be in Van Nuys and Burbank in Hollywood, California, with my brothers from Bone Thugs and Harmony, AC Killer, CNO Soldiers, the Rebirth Worldwide Syndicate, Mo Thugs, The Life, Harmony House, and Flintbone Global, and associates and friends and family. Oh yeah, we're going to be rocking. It's going to be a red carpet, studded event. Take a few pictures. Man, I wrote a record for their album, so they're doing a release party, and I got invited, and I'll rock out. Oh yeah. So with that, I am taking dates. I know if you go on songkick.com, it's going to say that I am on tour. I am not on tour. I don't know why it says that, but I am not. I'm just doing spot dates until the end of the year. And that is that. All right. Coach Danny Tip for tonight. Of course, we answer emails. And we got an email about how to go about, you know, releasing singles and albums and projects the right way. All right. I mean, there are a bunch of methods to go by for releasing any kind of thing. I mean, it could be a book. It could be a play. It could be a TV show. It could even be an app, for Christ's sakes. There has to be, you have to set your standards for yourself to make the proper execution, okay? And with music, because that's what I'm good at doing, there were certain rules that I made for myself to follow. And I tell you, it worked for me. One day, I sold 3,000 copies of my single without any major promotion. I just posted it on Facebook. But you guys are so loyal that you supported the kid, right? And now, you know, that was a year and a half ago. Now the numbers are way, way up. And I'm not going to tell you what's in my pocket, so don't even think about it. But the numbers are way, way up. And I did my due diligence with the release and how I built my fan base up from the bottom to the top. Perseverance, I tell you. So we're just going to backtrack over the last two pointers I gave last week. We're not going to go into detail, but we will mention it, and then we will mention the one for tonight. So the very first one is always create great music. It's your product, baby. When you put it out, it has to be right. Bad music is crap. Good music is tolerable. But great music incites a response. And a response is repeated screams and shares and downloads and word of mouth. So make it great, man. Put your all into it. You don't want to half step it. And number two was do your due diligence. You got people working on the project. Make sure you write it down. Get a split sheet. Make sure you notate the people who put in their work as well. So when the money comes, you know how it's split down the middle. You know how the pie is going to be halved. So you got to have collaboration agreements, producer agreements, side artist agreements, you know, just so you know how to deal with copyright and publishing ownership when sales revenue begin to trickle down. Because you don't want somebody coming years later after you made $1 million or $50 million because you're just that great. You don't want them coming and say, hey, I helped create that. So I need you to backtrack all those receipts, pull all those records, and let me know how much you owe me. And we're talking 50 million. So just to, you know, cut out that hard, going back that far, just get the contract, get the agreement, make sure that you are dividing every penny that comes through. And if they're your friends, do that. Put it on paper. I don't care. Friends can change. Not saying that all people do, but when there's money involved, it's always best to just stay prepared for anything. Okay? So number three, which is for tonight, is set a release date and schedule your distribution and stick with it. Okay? One of the challenges everybody face, but one that indie artists face in building a release campaign, is not giving themselves a sufficient amount of time to lay out and execute the details of their plan. You need time to do all of the work involved with the release. And sometimes you're so excited about your new record that you post it up prematurely. Now, this is fine if you have no intent of commercially releasing the record or even, you know, garnishing a buzz. However, if you do want to generate some sales and your fan base has not historically been quick buyers of your music or your product or your art or your book, you need time to start generating that buzz, which will build into a momentum or a wave, as we say in the industry. Ride wave. Okay, so most major labels spend no less, get a pen and a pad, so you need to write this down. Most major labels spend no less than 8 to 16 weeks planning towards the release of a single. And sometimes they put the release date back if they have not reached certain goals by a particular week. Although this mostly happens only for albums and not really with singles, you should consider giving yourself no less than the same 6 to 12 weeks from the start of activating your campaign. Also, the release date you should select can also be a factor in the success or failure of your release. Have you heard about the SEOs of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, like the most popular times or the best times to post a status or a picture? Yeah, research that. I want you to do that right after the show. Research. When is the best time? If I want the best attention for my post and I want to get a bunch of likes, find out when the best time is. I'll tell you, one is in the morning when everybody is after everybody have commuted to work. And they're just sitting there counting down the clock before they begin working. Then there's the lunch break period, which is in the afternoon. And then there's the time at home, which is like 7 to 8, 9 o'clock at night. Any period between 3 to 5 o'clock is bad timing. Any time between 10:30 and 11:30, probably 12 too, bad timing. 6 to 8, great timing. What do we say, like 6:30 to 9, 10 o'clock, best timing. Okay. Sundays, great timing. Everybody's chillaxing. But don't do it during church hours. Nobody's watching then. Okay. And the weekend, Friday and Saturday night, bad. Everybody's trying to party. Unless you're posting up some party pics, then yay, we can celebrate with you. Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and research when is the best time of the day to release or the best time of the year to release. Okay? Because some parts of the year, there are a lot of major artists releasing. Therefore, and that time is fourth quarter, which we are in now. Therefore, radio play, blog features, press media coverages, even an interview on Vigilante's radio. We're more focused on major releases. Holiday season, which is between October and December, and the spring are two of the biggest seasons for major releases. Now, that's not taking anything away from you. If you consider yourself popular, you're trying to make an impact, go for the holiday seasons. You're releasing an app, holiday. You're releasing an album you worked hard on, you got a few keen features on there, release it during the holiday. Great gift. Anyway, however, there are discrepancies in the music industry on when is the best time for indie artists to release music. Some say that the summer is solid, and that is because most major labels are on hiatus. That means execs are going on vacations and artists are hitting the road to tour. And then there's the increase in music events such as summer concert series, indie music festivals, etc. While I agree that the summer months are much better than the holiday season in general, it's a whole different story if you're releasing a holiday-themed song. The bottom line is selecting a release date is part of the smart and timely execution. And once you have determined when you want to release, you need to schedule the distribution. If you plan to release a digital single only, you can use a service such as TuneCore to distribute your single to iTunes, MySpace Music, Rhapsody, Spotify, Radio, and many others. But if you plan to release something physical or a complete project LP, EP, you may want to consider CD Baby. All right, and that was Coach Denny tip of the night. If you want to hear more from Coach Denny, all you got to do is truck on over to my website, which is onlyonemediagroup.com. And right there from the homepage, you can actually book a session with me. That's right. 10 minutes free analysis on your project, your mindset, where you're going, where you want to head to, and where you see yourself. Okay? Because everything starts in the mind. So that is something we definitely have to talk about. But yeah, go ahead, book a free 15-minute analysis with me. And then there's also some paid services that I do. Right from the website, you can text me, email me, write me, whatever you want to do. If you try to call me, there is a number you can call. My secretary system, she is very adamant about not letting you through. I don't know why, but she's doing her job. So the best way to reach me, and you can leave a message, but the best way to reach me is through text message or email. All right, and with that, we are going to go ahead and dive into our interview for tonight. So to start with, the internet is getting mobile, and this is something that Microsoft predicted, that the mobile internet will take over desktop internet usage in 2014. The lower prices of smartphones and the advanced, they're practically giving away smartphones. Like, you can go to MetroPC, get a smartphone activated, and they'll give you one free. How cool is that? The advance of 3G, 4G networks is driving people to a rapid switch. According to the eMarketer report, global smartphone audience surpassed 1 billion mark in 2012 and totaled 2.6 billion this year. And this is just the beginning. Danny Mussolini predicts 6.1 billion users by the year 2020. And if I develop an app that 6.1 billion users were using, my kids will be set for eternity. That means, though, there's a boom of job opportunity for mobile developers. Mobile developers, he's from another country, and startups, with the rise of companies adapting to mobile technology to their business. We are here tonight with the man behind ScreenExo.com, Hugo Chukwu Aquifer, or we'll call him Mr. Hugo. So ScreenExo won the Best App Award for 2016, which is super awesome. And it is pretty huge and cool in my perspective. We'll talk live tonight and exclusively with Hugo about the app and about him from his own views and experience. ScreenExo is eventually combining the best techniques of today's social networking sites to provide a final destination for today's youth culture to organize, which is important, create, and profit, all in one simple, highly magnetizing application. Sign me up right now. But the official release date is on December the 26th, right after Christmas of this year. So do just like I did and head on over to ScreenExo.com and preview the app. and receive launch day updates by plugging in your cell phone number, which I did. By the way, Hugo, I need one of those t-shirts, buddy. So let's take a second or two, bring him on, and let's go through this introduction. Hugo, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Oh, man, it is going, man, definitely. How's it going for you?
Everything is awesome. I just wanted to thank you for having me on your show and to tell you congratulations on your offer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. If we go back to your name, how do you pronounce your name, sir?
Well, my name is Ugochukwu Okafor.
There you have it. And, of course, it will be me to mess that up. I am so sorry, my friend.
But you can call me Hugo. It's much easier.
All right. Definitely. Hugo. All right, Hugo. This is where you get to show off your work, man. Hold on. Just a second. I want to check the browser, see how many we have on tonight. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. 3.416. You know what that means? That's 3,416 folks live with us right now. Thank you, guys. Thank you. So, Hugo, this is it, man. You get to show off your work and talk about your experience.
Well, definitely. I'm from Queens, New York, and I have a knack for technical things. I figure things out, and I have a gift to, you know, creatively express myself. I have a strong background in sales, music, marketing, technology, and design. I'm a college graduate. I attended Baruch College. Most of my creative skills are self-taught. However, my entrepreneurial prowess that's gotten me this far is what's allowed me to create and actually come to this point where we could release Scream X Soul now. Because it started 10 years ago as just an idea, but it took some hard work to get to a point where we could release now.
Definitely, man. 10 years of work. Wow. And now that it's finally come to fruition, man, I know you are super proud, bro.
Definitely.
All right, man. So point out the role that you actually play in the development of Scream XO and the difficulties you encountered when creating it.
Well, as you know, Scream XO was conceptualized 10 years ago. Initially, I created the name Scream XO because I knew it would stand out and grab attention. You know, trying to make a private, attractive network that, you know, my band could use to stream and share unlimited media and conduct business was the mission. At the beginning, lack of funding caused a lot of hustling, trial and error. Nevertheless, I used the time to gather information, conduct research, and now completing the actual development of Scream XO. You know, the general design has always been there. However, there's been a lot of refinement since then. And my role is basically designing the platform, initiating new features, and marketing the application.
Okay. So the faces that I'm seeing, are those going to be like emojis that that's going to be a part of the app, or is that just the logo?
I'm glad you asked. We actually have a application called Max Emoji that's releasing in the App Store next week that everybody could go ahead and download. It's called Max Emoji, and those are the emojis you're going to be able to use in the app Messenger and also in the stream section of the application. So you're going to be actually able to use those emojis when communicating with other people and in your iMessenger.
Man, that is dope. Because I was just thinking about that, man. Like while I was listening to you and I was just staring at the, you know, the image, I was like, man, that'll be a cool emoji to send a friend right now. You know, for texting me and all kind of stuff. I'm trying to concentrate and I'm like, let me send this emoji because he has the perfect one right here. But
definitely.
Yeah, man, that is super cool. So have you ever participated in any other creation of any other app besides one you just mentioned that is available now in iTunes or the Android stores?
My development team has contributed to a number of top-tier applications in all major mobile app markets, including watchOS and Android wearables. Personally, I contributed to social media, you know, in different ways. My initial designs for ScreamXO, it's currently what Instagram has changed their current design to match. As you could tell, they had a retro icon and they had a blue interface. They recently changed over their whole user interface, and it was pretty much the same way ScreamXO was specced out. So we could only believe that, you know, we had our initial ideas for our design inspired, you know, Instagram, you know, simultaneously. So we knew we had, like, something going when we see Instagram change their whole look, you know, to follow what we were doing.
Dang, man. So, Hugo, I know you wear many hats. I thought I read somewhere about that you did music. And we all know that you're an entrepreneur as well. But I also wear many hats. See, I operate a Radio Shack. So I'm going to talk a little tech with you for a second. Well, not so much. You may be more, you know, advanced than I am. But with many different screen sizes and resolutions, variable connection speeds, battery consumption, memory limitations, what are the main difference between desktop web app development versus mobile app development?
Generally speaking, desktop development is cheaper because it's been around longer, so there's cheaper labor in that regard. But with the mobile application, it's way better to invest in for the long run because it's the faster-growing market. And, you know, ScreamXO was originally designed on a desktop. However, we quickly discovered that a mobile ecosystem would be better suited for ScreamXO because mobile is more convenient and growing fast.
Okay, dig it. So user interface and user experience are the key to successful mobile applications. What's your opinion and on getting the most out of a mobile's interface?
Well, you know, in order to maximize the space you're given, you're going to have to kind of guess what the user would want. And if you could stay a step ahead of the user, you could pretty much cater to the user that much more. So what I tried to do is create and design and test in the perspective of the user and have a sense of efficiency, not to, you know, oversaturate any one thing and to allow everything to flow naturally without being too complicated.
Definitely, yep. And security is always a very delicate subject, especially when talking about mobile devices. So how do you or your app handle security issues?
ScreamXO users have 100% control on what people see and how long they see it. We do not sell people's marketing data to third parties, and we don't allow users to completely users to completely remove themselves from our network, unlike many other networks. So with ScreamXO, we give you the complete power to control whether somebody sees your photos, your shop items, or your blog. Beyond that, you have the control to go 100% private, and only you can see your profile. And, you know, sometimes people just don't want to be a part of the network anymore and they would like to delete their account. What you would notice with 80% of the other social networking sites currently, even if you delete your account, your information is still stored on the servers and your marketing data can still be auctioned off to third parties. ScreamXO guarantees none of that happens and gives you all the power to your privacy and all the power to delete your account.
Okay, cool. All right, attacks that proved successful on PCs are now being tested on mobile devices to see if it works. And with the number of mobile devices with poor protection soaring, there are plenty of easy targets. Attackers are definitely searching after the weakest point in the chain and then honing in on the most successful scams. So with the most recent attack of mobile phishing and ransomware, how would you solve this issue within your app? Because I can go on Instagram, there's all kind of, you know, bots. I can go on Facebook, I'm getting 50 to 70 friend requests from people that aren't even real. Dating sites, there are so many bots. Like, how would you combat against, you know, all these fake people?
Oh, that's a good question, definitely. Overall, you know, the issues can be better addressed by the manufacturers like Apple and Samsung. However, we have one of the most extensive help centers where users can gain valuable information regarding security warnings, best practices online, etc. Moreover, we ensure user data security via SSL encryption and SiteLock web security. So if we notice behaviors that's, you know, out of the ordinary and, you know, our users make a report, we have a very, very responsive customer service team that would, you know, take action, you know, and would open a ticket in regards to any issue a user is having. So if you're having an issue like that that is, you know, affecting your experience with ScreamXO, we're going to work with you to, you know, clarify that issue. And if we're finding bugs or little loopholes within our systems, we're going to be working with the users to patch that up immediately.
That is dope. And that's something that I wanted to hear. A customer service that would, you know, work on the problem. I can go on Google Play now and just read all the reviews from certain apps when users are complaining about certain attacks within the app. And I can't say for the app developers if they're just sitting on the tickets or whatnot, but it seems like, you know, there's no responses coming back. They're not responding to the feedback. And there's just all these open complaints sitting there under the review session. I know some could be from competition, but these are generally real people that are submitting these complaints. And I think having a customer service that would, you know, actually take action, build a ticket, work on the ticket until, you know, the problem is solved, I think that is a great feature within the app and the company.
Definitely, because I think it's the status quo for companies within the mobile app industry to sit on their hands as far as customer service goes. But I come from a sales aspect. I come from brick-and-mortar storefront aspect. And what I understand in business is that customer service is the number one key in actually growing your business.
Definitely. You're right about that. What's the importance of user interface, user experience, or UI, UX, in your technology, terminology, and mobile application development?
You know, this part of the development is critical to the user's relationship with the application and how long they choose to use the application. So, you know, we pay keen attention to this, and we make sure we try to maximize all the latest features and all the new allowances we have with the operating systems. And I feel like we've pushed the limits already. And the only thing that's left is to let the users get their hands on it and to get the feedback and go from there.
Apps rarely grab consumers' attention without truly innovative or useful features. What are some of the bells and whistles that were created for ScreamXO?
All right, so you can control your sharing and streaming. You can control who sees those activities, control how long any media or chat message will be posted. Business or pleasure, communicate with your friends the way you want using ScreamXO's patented Easy Social Messenger. ScreamXO's interactive interface allows you to shop the way you want. You could use PayPal, Bitcoin, or Western Union to sell or buy products. Social stream, tweet, your heart out. Experience unlimited microblogging with ScreamXO. There aren't any character limits for your text posts. So, you know, you could post unlimited media. You could set a time frame where you want it to be deleted automatically. You could also buy and sell with your friends internationally. And you have a microblogging section in case, you know, you wanted to let the people know how you're feeling using your words. And we give you all the space you need. We do not limit you. You could write a whole 16-bar verse and put it up on ScreamXO.
Oh, wow. So tell us, Hugo, about your course of study in school and your background in tech.
In school, I took computer information, so I'm a computer information specialist. As you know, I went to Baruch College. Since my high school years, I had a knack for computers, scoring perfect on my exams after missing days of class. Funny because everybody in my row would score lower than me, eliminating the possibilities of me cheating on my test. You know, so I had a natural thing for technology, and I just followed that.
Oh, wow. Oh, describe the process of how your idea evolved onto the platform of mobile device that you choose.
The functionality of the site, that was it, you know. Just using the site on a touchscreen device was the only push I needed. From there, I knew ScreamXO does better on touch devices than any other medium, because once you actually get to use the app, there's a cool feature that allows you to close every single tab to where you see absolutely nothing on the screen. And there's really no user interface as clean as ScreamXO. And you're going to really notice once you get that opportunity to try it out. Super sleek.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. December the 26th, folks. So how do you think this app differs from what is currently on the market today, like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter? What will set ScreamXO apart from all of those?
The brilliant user interface, the feature-packed experience, and the expansive back-end support for our users is unparalleled to all other applications in the market. We give you so much in one without compromise.
All right, cool. And I know I didn't jot this question down, but I'm gonna put it out there. Will ScreamXO cooperate with the FBI and police authority if something dealing with a crime arises from the app, or someone using the app while committing a crime?
Naturally, we would have to comply with any legal litigations or mandates, but we would require any given legal entity to present the required warrants and required actual court orders for us to release information. But ScreamXO is a private network, so you could legitimately delete your own account or go private if you feel as though you're being monitored or whatnot. But, you know, ScreamXO will have to comply with every request by the courts.
Okay.
Definitely.
What is next for you and ScreamXO.com?
You know, with ScreamXO, what we want to do now is, you know, raise the attention, let everybody know what's coming so we can build that momentum. You know, the sooner we hit the critical mass, the sooner we can start building and expanding the overall user interface and community of ScreamXO. And I want to make it a really good resource for our people, and I know it can really be big, so I just want to make sure I do everything possible to get the name out there and get, you know, the app off the ground and running.
Awesome. So I'm going to bring out my indigoism for a bit, change things up, go away with my traditional open floor. and introduce some casual conversation about a random current event or topic, because I believe sometimes my guests are super deep beyond the surface of what people perceive. And sometimes they can be very interesting people. Their knowledge and sense of humor can be impeccable. So, Hugo, brace yourself, man. What are your thoughts on time and spectrum? I was talking with my brother the other day, and we both feel like time is being manipulated by scientists. Like, my days are literally super short, even on my days off, and I rarely take a day off. I'm an entrepreneur that wear many hats and also operate a radio shack, as I mentioned before. But it's just a summer. I mean, think about the summer that just breezed past us. And now 2016 is almost over. What do you think about all this? Have you noticed anything different than the norm?
Yeah, that's interesting, definitely. I think time has shortened. However, I don't think it's any one person or organization manipulating it. I feel like our days are being consumed by multimedia and fast-paced living. You know, we have more technology and the same aspirations. So, you know, we speed through our days chasing our interests. This can create a perception that time is fleeting. But, you know, I feel like it could be a psychological thing more than an actual physical thing in the universe.
Are you sure you're not a scientist? Because you just gave an answer like a scientist would. No, man, that was super good, man. You made me realize a few things that, like you said, social media, fast life can, you know, curve the perception, I guess you could say. Because we're so consumed with quick clicks. But no, man, I could be in the middle of nowhere, man, and time is just... And here we are. It's
definitely
Monday already. All right, we'll take a small music break. And when we come back, we'll put Hugo in our traditional hot seat to hear either some vocals, poems, spoken word, freestyle raps, jokes, stories, live instruments. You never know what some techs, our creative minds, and vessels were producing. So when we come back, we'll find out if he has what it takes to be put in our hot seat.
Man, this is for QLoco. This could even be from Busy Bone for the whole Seven Sire Rebirth Worldwide Syndicate. More appropriately, rest in peace.
Been fighting frustrations, homeboy, it's just a portion. But never will I forfeit, stand out here on my own, dude. Man, no more words, hang up the phone if I have to. If you disrespect the chief, then Indians gonna rally. Don't forget, we for the streets. Seven Sign been about it. Sometimes I hear the doubt, no records coming out. Sometimes I feel the drought, Lord, help me bust them out. Look, I'm going to the pen, and I'm riding in the wind. Sometimes I get lost, I can't even pretend. Groups broken, ain't no friends in this game called music. People can be confusing, are they real or are they you?
I put my seven in the sky, I put my seven in the sky. This is how I put my seven in the sky, I put my seven in the sky. I put my seven in the sky, I put my seven in the sky. I put my seven in the sky, I put my seven in the sky.
Of my
old liquor for the OGs. OGs of the seven, holler if you want to own me. Own me, I got the AK-47. I traded in my Nike Cortez for some Gucci shoes. Pierce Craig suit, love kills, just like Lucy Liu. I'm with it. I can feel the pressure, got a cold heart. Learning lessons from the lectures, counting all blessings. I'm an indigo kid, hoping I could measure up on the front line with the veterans.
I put myself in the sky. I put myself in the sky.
Words fall off your lips, but I can't trust can hardly see.
All right, we are back from our music break. Are you ready, Mr. Hugo?
Yes, born ready.
All right. Well, it's all on you, brother.
All right, so I have a freestyle, you know, I want to hit you guys with.
Awesome.
And it goes a little something like this. Thank the Lord for granting me this moment of clarity. I came so far. Watch the crowd as they cheer for me. Yes, indeed. It's meant to be. This holy matrimony will never be. Forsaking my pride, never shaking my will, never breaking success, unrelenting. My music so infectious. I learn the lessons, then explode out the trenches just to see what it will fetch. A thick skin, a strong mind. Been hustling since I was 9. Made a couple dollars, blew it all with my people. Hit the mall, I swear we bought it all. Little trying to ball, won it all. 13 years later, we copping cars, real estates, and corporations. It's basic. Had to bleep a couple words out. Not sure if we can use profanity.
Oh, yeah, man. You can use all sorts of profanity. I just don't curse on my show. I used to, but then I was like, no, I'm going to stop that. But I let the guest and whenever I do have co-hosts, they usually tear it up. So there's no censorship on this show. Yeah. All right, man. That was dope. So you also do music. Do you have anything out there?
Right now I'm working with my label. It's called GSA Records, God, Saints, and Sinners. We're working with a lot of artists in the tri-state area. We're going to, you know, release after the launch of ScreamXO. ScreamXO is going to be the platform. So you can look out for that, definitely.
Man, you have got to be one of the busiest guys in New York right now. Are you still there in New York?
Yeah, I currently still reside in New York City.
Man, you have got to be one of the busiest guys there. I could imagine music and an app. Man, that is super. And a lot of people not really on the app development game yet. So, to me, man, that's major, man.
Definitely. I do appreciate it. It started a while ago. You know, I had my back against the wall, and I had to focus and think what we had to do to push the industry forward if we were going to make this music thing happen. And ScreamXO just seemed like the way to go. And it all plays out wisely, you know, with the music and everything wrapped in one.
All right, man. Well, thank you as always for checking out my podcast over here at Vigilantes Radio. All episodes are available for free download once the show ends. And that includes past shows as well. If you'd like to request music or send your voice to play, email it to
vigilantesradio@ultramediagroup.com.
We are genre free, we do not judge. We absolutely do not face our opinions on hearsay or facts. Scratch all that. All my opinions are my own, and I'm always right. Bottom line, deal with it. I'm just kidding. On behalf of myself, I appreciate you all for tuning in to the afterwards of my business. Make sure you subscribe.